Welcome back to Inside the Wall. We are excited that you have chosen to listen to our podcast. If this is your first time listening, we will talk to Troy student athletes and try to get the inside scoop of what goes on a daily basis. We're your hosts, Avery Kason
and Josiah Berry.
In today's episode, joining us will be Carlton Marshall. We will talk and walk through a day in the life and get a better feel for what goes on behind the scenes of a Troy football game day. We will discuss his daily routine of what he eats and how he prepares before the game even starts, and what gets him motivated, as well as who his role model is. Make sure to listen all the way through because you surely don't want to miss this amazing opportunity to learn more about Carlton and what it's like to be a star football player here at Troy University. So just to give some stats on Carlton, we'll start with his freshman 2018 season. He was a freshman All-American and he was ranked sixth nationally among freshmen with 76 tackles. In 2019, in his sophomore season, he was rated number 35 player in the country by PFF. In 2020, he was named to the All-Sun Belt first team after leading the country with 113 tackles. He is also a semifinalist for the Burlsworth Trophy, which is given to the best college athlete that started as a walk-on. Currently, he is the sixth best defensive player in the country. Hey, Carlton, thank you for joining us, and we are so excited to hear from you.
You know, I'm excited, too. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So we kind of want to talk and give the viewers a feel of what it's like being a football player here at Troy University. So can you kind of walk us through, like, what your schedule is like in spring season?
In spring season, you know, first we start off with, like, conditioning week, you know, get the guys back acclimated to it. You know, we have certain days, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have our 5 a.m. workouts, so we have a conditioning test and all that. And then right after, we'll have, like, workouts, then we'll have class. So it's kind of an ongoing thing throughout the day, but, you know, really don't have no time to relax, so it's a lot.
Yeah. So kind of tell us about, obviously, I'm good friends with you, and I have other friends on the football team, and I know you guys just recently beat the Gauntlet. So kind of tell us what you guys had to do for that.
Okay. The Gauntlet is basically three rounds of eight different stations, a bunch of details and a bunch of, like, you know, bags, cones. You know, you can't hit the cone. You got to go all the way around the bag. You know, you have to finish. And when he blows the whistle, when everything's up, well, the first round we do it for 3 minutes. Once he blows the whistle, you run full speed to the next station. And if you don't run full speed, he calls you back. And you have an hour to get it all done. And we had to beat it twice. And it took us about 10 times.
Clearly. Okay. And you guys started that in January?
Yeah, we started that in like early February.
Okay. So now that you guys finished that and we're headed into spring break, this next week after we come back from spring break, what does that look like? Is that when spring football starts?
Yeah, that's when everything's really going to get to rolling. You know, we've started OTAs already, you know, just player-led practices and stuff like that. So when we get back from our spring break, it'll kind of be like, okay, getting the routine of practice. We'll be in helmets, but helmets and shorts, just getting everybody to know where you're going to be, like how fast we're moving, like all the stations, you know, we're going to get that knocked out.
Okay, awesome. So then as you guys head out of that, then we'll get to summer. I know we get a little break. And for us volleyball players, when I was on the team, we had about 3 week break at home, if that, in the summer, and we had to be right back at school on May 28th normally. Is that the same for you guys?
Well, honestly, with the new coaching staff, we don't know how they're going to set it up, but we just know once we get here, it's going to be a whole lot of running.
Yeah.
Not much about football, so yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're excited, but, you know, we know we got a long way to go.
Yeah. So summer, you would say, is mostly conditioning for you guys?
Yeah, it's mostly conditioning, yeah. It's not really, like, football-related stuff, like getting to our playbook and things like that. So, yeah, it's more just running.
Okay, so just to get back in shape for the season. Mm-hmm. So then when season starts, kind of tell us what that looks like.
When the season starts, you know, it's like the fall camp. Fall camp, you're basically in the facility all day until, like, 8 o'clock. So you got wake up, breakfast, workouts, class, you're back in the facility, film, like, meetings. Then you got practice. Then you come back, have another meeting. And after that, they give you a snack and they say, hey, see you tomorrow at 7.
So yeah.
It's like, it's very hectic, but, you know, I've grown to love it and grown to hate it a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, but it's a fun time.
Yeah. So that usually lasts like a week. Is that the week before or is that the week of first week of school?
Oh, that's all the way until 2 weeks before the first game.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's in the first game is September 5th, I believe. So yeah, hopefully y'all come out to that CO at Ole Miss. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we should be a good one.
Are you excited about that one?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely probably one of the bigger games I've definitely played in. So it's kind of, yeah, it's fun. But, you know, I know this is my last go around. So I kind of got to do something out there that's special. So you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Going off that, let's kind of talk about your journey here at Troy. As I mentioned earlier, you started as a walk-on, and clearly you're one of Troy's most influential players at this point. Everyone on campus knows that. So kind of tell us, like, what was the motivation, if there even was any, to get from walk-on to scholarship athlete to one of the best athletes Troy has ever had?
Well, the story on that, you know, being in high school, you know, after my career in high school, I felt as if I deserved a bigger shot than I got because, you know, I had no D1 offers. So Coach Summerall, you know, I gave him a call. He's like, yeah, Carlton, you can walk on up here, da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I'm glad he's here now. So, you know, that's good. You know, I even had to talk with him. I didn't even know if I still wanted to play football. But, you know, being a walk-on, it was tough for me, you know, tough for my parents. And when I gave him that call that I got the scholarship, you know, tears. Like, I almost cried, but, you know, I can't really cry because they're recording everything. So it's like, yeah. No, that was a big moment, like probably one of my – biggest moments like in my career. So yeah,
if you could give any advice to any listeners that might be listening or kids that are in the same position as you, you know, really wanting that D1 scholarship but, you know, kind of being looked over, what would your best advice to them be?
Best advice, you know, it's going to get tough. You know, you're definitely going to question yourself, of course. Coming from high school to college is a different speed, but I always tell them, you know, bet on yourself. You know, if you got a strong backbone, like, you know, strong people in your corner, you know, your coaches, your players, even your family back at home, you know, bet on yourself. And when that time comes, you know, that shot, make the most of it.
I love that. So I know that you have had 4 great years here at Troy. What was kind of the decision around taking the 5th? Because clearly your resume is pretty good. So what was the reason?
You know, like everyone know, these past few years, you know, 5 and 7, there have been – no, I can say like very disappointing years. So I felt like me being here as a leader, it kind of fell on me, some of these losses. You know, we needed that one guy that can actually step up and be that catalyst for this team. And I know I had a lot of ways I could grow, you know, mentally, physically, and even spiritually, just to be better for this team and just be better for our culture.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what we have going here, and we have something brewing. So I'm really excited about this next year.
What would you say is your favorite part about being a Troy Trojan here?
A lot of people like to say, you know, being about a Troy Trojan or just like Troy football.
Troy football.
You know, a lot of people like to say, oh, you must love the games. You must love like the recognition, da 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 da. It has nothing to do with that. You know, I've never really been a part of a team like this, you know, a family environment. That's really all I'm looking for, you know, and that's really what I've been like become to these guys, you know, just family. And we're around each other every single day
I get that.
Like most of the day. So, you know, it kind of comes with it, but, you know, just being like closer to those guys, you know, it's just a different feeling. And if you add a winning season on top of that, you know,
yeah,
I mean, that's even better.
Can you kind of, you know, give the viewers an inside scoop of some of you guys's like heavy mottos that you have? Because as our viewers know, I mentioned earlier, one of our biggest in volleyball was always person is greater than player. Like that was a huge part of our culture. Like the person always comes first. So what is kind of, I know you have a new coach now, but in past seasons or even last season, what were some of your like big keynotes for, you know, the culture that you guys have and that you say you love so much here at Troy?
You know, of course we've gotten away from the culture these past few years, being with these losing seasons and the little things hurting us. So really, our coach, he wanted to engrave in our minds. You know, our motto this year is rise to build. You know, it's more of, you know, rising from our past years, you know, rising as and building as a person, not just as a football player, building as a man. You know, you have to learn how to be a man. Like, it's a lot of life lessons in football. You learn how to be a man, you know, and it's some things we break it down on every day. Attitude, discipline, you know, love. Those are the three things we always break it down on. And I feel like that's going to be really the motto for this year.
If you could, just going off of what you said about life lessons, I know we talked about, you know, the walk-on situation and how you not overcame from it, but kind of grew into the player that you were always meant to be, the one that people didn't really see. What do you think is the greatest life lesson or piece of advice that you've gotten and you could share with the viewers? Like, just being here at Troy with the, I'm sure as a team, like all the obstacles and adversity that you guys have faced. I know that's like a tough question and like right off the spot, but if you could sit here and think, like, what is one of the greatest pieces of advice that you've gotten being a Troy football player here?
I can say it's probably when I first got here. You know, my coach, Coach Vic Coney, he's not here no more. He's at Louisiana Monroe. But he said, you don't know that you don't know. And it took me a while to actually understand, you know, coming in as a freshman, you're just like, okay, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, mm-hmm. I'm that. No, like, you get back to reality, you hit a reality check, kind of. You're like, okay, you have to get better at this. Like, you don't know that you're not this, you're not doing mm-hmm. this, you're not doing the extra stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's one of the, off the top of my head, that's one of the, like, quotes that really stuck with me throughout these years.
I really like that. Well, thank you for all of this. Clearly, you have proved everyone wrong, even maybe yourself a little bit. I really enjoyed talking to you. But now I'm going to hand you over to Josiah.
Hi. How you doing, guys? Josiah Bear here. Nice to meet you again, Carlton.
How you doing?
Just one of the questions I want to ask you is, you just talked about family, unity, and basically digging yourself out of the trenches. So how important was, or basically, who did you click with the most as a freshman coming into Troy football?
Hunter Reese.
Hunter Reese.
Yeah, Hunter Reese. He played here. He's actually a graduate assistant for us now. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a walk-on as well. You know, him and Blaze Brown, those guys, they really kind of showed me the ropes, and I can actually say they're one of the reasons I'm still playing this game. You know, I've had those hard talks with my parents, wanted to quit. You know, they say go back to see what made you love football in the first place, like what made you want to do this, what made you want to be around those group of guys, you know. Just go back to, like, square one, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, and those guys, they really pushed the envelope with that, you know. And I still talk to them. Well, Blaze today and me and Hunter, we still have a good relationship. So, you know, those two guys, they really kind of put everything in perspective for me.
Perspective, okay. You know, piggybacking off of that, you know, as a football player, you know, you can get in those modes to where you're just like, is it worth it? Is it worth to keep fighting and stuff like that? So in those games to where you're looking at the scoreboard and you only have X amount of talent left, who are those guys that you as a whole, your family, that Troy community look to when it's like, hey, we got to get our butts in gear. We know who we are. We've done the work. We put in the hours. Now let's go get it. Who do you look towards?
So some of the guys on the team, like some mm-hmm. of the leaders, you know, KJ Robinson, you know, everybody likes to say, oh, Carlton, you do this, you do that. I can, like, 100% say I would not be as good as a player I am without him.
Without his guidance, basically.
Without his guidance. And he's younger than me, you know. I have to take a step back and listen to him. You know, he gets me right. He gets me correct, you know. And I'm just grateful for KJ. You know, Craig Slocum, our senior safety, you know, that's one of our guys. Will Cholo, that's only to name a few. You know, those guys, you know, I know those guys are going to have my back no matter what. And all other 10 of those guys on the field with me. So, you know, those are a few guys that pop into my head.
Okay, great. And last question I want to ask is, you know, you're starting to get national recognition you have for, like, the past 2 or 3 years. For those other athletes that may be riding that tidal wave of just emotion, just pure pride, how do you keep yourself humble in those moments and still focus on those goals that lie ahead?
You know, knowing that you always have something to get better at. My father used to always tell me that, you know, it's always something you can do better, you know. They want to look at, oh, yeah, you made this amount of tackles, you did this, you did that. No, I look at what I didn't do. I look at what it cost us the game, what little details am I missing out on that really can push me to that next level. So, you know, kind of being, you know, truthful with yourself instead of, you know, not believing all the hype, because, yeah, people are definitely going to try to boost you up. But when you come back down to reality, you see that you definitely have more to work on. You definitely can work on yourself. You definitely can work on your craft. So that's what I just try to keep my mind on, you know, working on my craft and reaching my full potential. And hopefully I can.
Beautiful answer. I'm going to turn you back over to Avery to close.
Well, thank you again, Carlton, for joining us. It's always a pleasure, and good luck in this upcoming season. And remind the viewers, when is the first game and who is it against?
September 5th at Ole Miss. Hoping to see you there.
Yes. Everyone come out and support. We all hope you learned something new about our football program and Carleton, and we hope you join us for our next episode as we will be joined by Nicholas Rodriguez, who is an international tennis player here at Troy University. See you guys next week, and go Trojans!